Houston in Washington. Israeli and Hamas officials are holding talks in Egypt on a U.S.-drafted peace plan to end the war in Gaza. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the administration is hopeful the talks will make progress.
You've seen all sides of this conflict agree that this war needs to end and agree to the 20-point framework that President Trump proposed. It's an incredible achievement, and the administration is working very hard to move the ball forward as quickly as we can.
Illinois and Chicago have filed a lawsuit aiming to stop the deployment of hundreds of National Guard troops to Chicago. Meanwhile, a federal judge has blocked the president's move to send troops to Portland, Oregon. Karoline Leavitt at the White House again argues that that ruling is just plain wrong.
With all due respect to that judge, I think her opinion is untethered in reality and in the law. The president is using his authority as commander-in-chief, U.S. Code 12406, which clearly states that the president has the right to call up the National Guard in cases where he deems it's appropriate.
It's day six of the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House already voted to approve funding, and now Senate Democrats need to do the same.
It's 24 pages. It's the bare minimum. It just says, keep the status quo, which, by the way, for all my Democrat friends, is the Biden-era policies and spending that we haven't been able to fix yet. We're in the process of getting appropriations done to repair all that, but we needed more time to do it. So in a bipartisan fashion, Democrats and Republicans got together and said, you know what? Fine, let's extend this until November 21st. The Democrats in the House agreed to that.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is no longer recommending COVID-19 shots for anyone. It's leaving the choice up to patients. Earlier today, the CDC adopted recommendations from Health Secretary RFK Jr.'s advisors. SRN News. Planned Parenthood has permanently closed its two clinics in Louisiana.
With the closures, Louisiana became the fourth state in the U.S. with no Planned Parenthood locations. The organization cited mounting financial and political challenges that made operating in the state no longer possible after more than 40 years. The news was welcomed by pro-life advocates. Republican Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry wrote on social media that, quote, this is a win for babies, a win for mothers, and a win for life, unquote. George Williams reporting.
A woman who was inside a Michigan church, which her father and three other people were killed, says she and the gunman locked eyes during the chaos, and she sensed his pain. In a Facebook post, Lisa Lewis said that she was able to look into the gunman's soul and see his feeling of being lost. She said she instantly forgave him with her heart. She went on to say that the gunman let her live. The man was shot and killed. This is SRN News. There was a deadly mass shooting in Alabama over the weekend.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is vowing to take action after a Montgomery shooting left two people dead and 12 injured. Ivey said that Alabama will increase its role in public safety following the mass shooting. Montgomery police said the shooting began when one of the 14 victims was targeted, leading others to fire their own weapons. Seven of the victims are under 20. Ivey said Capitol troopers will expand their patrol areas and she'll seek more resources for state law enforcement. No arrests have been announced as of Monday morning. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Starting next month, all medium and heavy-duty trucks imported into the U.S. will face a 25% tariff rate. President Trump announced the escalated tax. He has said new tariffs are designed to protect U.S. companies from unfair outside competition. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce had urged the administration not to impose those truck tariffs. More details at srnnews.com.